Good afternoon and welcome to Moob, where we share our stories and opinions about the world regardless of their factual basis. I'm Marin.
And I'm James. Today's topic, well, seeing as it's our first one, we thought we'd start right at the start, and we're going to talk about childhood and all the retarsion that goes with that.
Like the lovely fears. Yeah. What scared you when you were little?
I didn't really have any fears, although I did at one stage get scared of the boogeyman due to a film that I saw. Unfortunately, that film is just... Has anyone seen the Ernest films? Because it was Ernest Scared Stupid. Virtually no one knows them anymore, but they're pretty much just... They were shitty family comedy films that were only funny because the guy pulled retarded faces. And I was probably about 5 or so when I saw it, and in it the boogie monster hid under the bed and then came out in the middle of the night and turned the kids into little wooden statues and hid them in trees. And yeah, I was scared of the boogeyman for probably a good year because of that.
I am the boogeyman.
Woo. I was being the optimum word. No longer.
Okay. Mine was running water.
What? Can you swim?
I can swim. I learnt to swim by drowning, pretty much.
That's how my dad claimed his dad taught him. He used to tell us the whole thing about back in the day, his father threw him off the bridge to teach him to swim.
I fell into the deep end of a pool. Anyway, yeah, running water. I would have been about 2, maybe 3. And my parents told me not to flush the toilet so many times because it'll flood the toilet. Well, the word flood kicked in and my head went, oh my god, we're going to drown. So I think it would have been that day I had a nightmare that I flushed the toilet. No, someone flushed the toilet too many times and it started to flood the world. And then probably a few years later, I was at school because my mum was the cleaner at the school that I went to. There was a tap and it was dripping and I panicked. I really panicked. I was hysterical and I went to my mum screaming and crying that we were all going to drown because the tap was dripping.
God, kids are so retarded.
No one told me any different.
Maybe Professor Chaos had been there.
Professor Chaos, oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a fear, but back when I was young I had some obsession with knowing where toilets were. Whenever I went out with my parents, like, every single store we went into, I'd have to ask to go to the toilet. Pretty much never actually go, but I just needed to know where the toilet was.
Where is the toilet hiding?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but yeah, I knew where the toilets were pretty much everywhere I went. Had no idea why. I was so obsessed with finding out where toilets were.
That... I don't know.
A bit retarded.
I was terrified of ants. I thought if you stepped on an ant, they would remember your footprint and then hunt you down during the night and then eat you in your sleep.
It'd take an ant friggin' ages to eat anyone.
So I used to make sure whenever I saw an ant's nest, I killed every single one of them.
Okay, I thought you were going to say you made sure to avoid it, but killing everyone works as well.
I avoided the ant's nest. I was terrified. But, yeah, I hated stepping on them, so I made sure they didn't come back to get me, so I, like, buried them in their home.
Yeah. Once when we were out for a bushwalk, me and my brother found a nest of bull ants, and for some reason he walked on top of it without realising what it was, and then just stood there and cried as the ants filled his gumboots. At this time, I was freaked out, but looking back, that was so hilarious. I wish someone had got it on video.
You may need to enlighten them and tell them what bull ants are.
Oh, bull ants. Bull ants are just giant ants with big teeth. They don't like people very much.
So they're mutants?
Kind of mutants.
Mutant ants come to eat you.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the ones that I thought would come and eat me in my sleep.
Maybe. Yeah, ever since then, whenever we went walking, I'd always, like, scout ahead and find ant nests and then stamp all over them to get them pissed off before my brother came up, just so that he'd try and get freaked out by them. Okay. Yeah.
My mum was fantastic. She's such a loving mother. I would have been about three, I was older than three. I was in primary school, and she said, "I have a wonderful movie about a lovely little doggy."
I think I remember this one.
Cujo.
Okay.
She didn't tell me what it was about. She just said, "I have a movie about a dog. A cute little puppy."
Your mum's a bit fucked up.
No. It's not as bad that, I know I was really young, like really, really young when I saw Pet Sematary.
By today's standards, therapists would say your mum was mentally abusing you by making you watch these things.
Now I can't get enough.
Mm.
I don't remember her telling me about the movie, but she just sat me down to watch a... She sat my brother and I down to watch a movie, and it was Pet Sematary. Scared the piss out of me, like everything else did when I was little. Wonder where my fears come from. Anyway, I watched it so many times when I was little. I basically grew up watching this movie, and we got a farm, and we were living on the farm, and my idiot of an actual dad suggested we start building a pet cemetery on the farm somewhere.
Okay.
He did, he really did.
There's nothing wrong with pet cemeteries, you just have to make sure they're not Indian pet cemeteries.
Indian burial grounds.
Oh yeah, ancient Indian burial grounds.
That was the comeback it eats you.
Oh, speaking of watching things, just remember another thing. When I was young, I didn't know the TV had more than one channel. My parents only ever watched ABC, and the TV me and my brother had in our playroom, old nice black and white dial set, was only ever on ABC, and we had no idea there are other channels. It wasn't until we were throwing stuff at each other in the room that...
you bumped the TV. Yeah, oh my god!
Yeah,
portal!
I think I threw a ball, and I hit the dial, and it switched it to a different channel. It was just a channel full of static, and thought we'd broken the TV. And we, went around freaking out and told Mum and Dad we'd broken the TV, and Dad came in and just turned the switch and then went back. And then we're like, whoa. And then we started playing with the switch, and we found other channels. It was it blew our minds completely. Although, of course, Mum and Dad wouldn't let us watch half the stuff that was on there.
Wow.
I really do not get why they absolutely hated Drew Carey so much. I didn't see it until probably about a year or two ago, and it's not offensive at all. It's just... It's
stupid.
It's pretty stupid. But there's nothing offensive in it. I don't get why they refused to let me even see it.
Well, my mum forced me to sit down and watch South Park.
Mm.
About 6 months before everyone else discovered it, she said, "There's this awesome show on TV. You and Michael have to sit and watch it."
Stop being a hipster.
Watch it. I can't help it. I went to school. We watched the first episode. And I went to school and I started talking to all these people because I was a very lonely child. No one spoke to me when I was little. But I went around telling kids about this awesome TV show. It was a cartoon. It was great. It was fantastic. And it was full of dirty jokes. And they were like, "Yeah, okay, fine, whatever." And then 6 months later, "Oh my god, have you seen this show called South Park?" And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Yeah."
Imagine if you tried to tell them about Princess.
Princess wasn't even out there.
I know, but just imagine trying to tell them if Princess had been out. That wouldn't have gone down well.
Yeah. Although...
Princess.
Another thing that I told kids about that age, I was obsessed with the movie Critters. I thought it was awesome. Yeah, fine. I find these things when I'm little. I can't help it. I watched the third one, and the third one's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Yeah.
And he was, the big, everyone loves Leonardo DiCaprio when I was little.
I hated him just for the fact that everyone loved him, and I thought Titanic was shit.
I thought he was good-looking. I still think he is good-looking.
I used to purposely call him Leonardo Decapitated in hopes that his head would get cut off.
I don't think anyone would cut his head off.
I would.
Anyway, I told them that he was in Critters 3, and they told me it was a lie, that I was just trying to get attention, and I just sat there and I'm like, yeah, okay.
I'll say again, kids are retarded.
They are. Very.
In the words of the Trunchbull, glad I never was one.
I still don't understand that. How can you not be a kid?
Because the Trunchbull's just fat. She's always been fat, and kids are supposed to be not fat and cute. So because she's always been fat, she was never a child.
But what about the fat one that's made to eat the cake?
He's just big boned.
It's Cartman!
Yep.
He steals a cake.
Yeah.
Although, that cake did look good. Now I want cake.
All cake looks good. That's the point of it. It's cake.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty creepy baby cakes. We cut them open and they're like,
and
all
jam pours out.
Yeah. Although, they're
they
not creepy.
Look,
they're
they still
awesome.
Look delicious, though.
You want to eat children?
Well, if they're in cake form. Cake form or pie form. I'm not that fussed. They could mince them up and put them in a pie. I would probably eat them. Tomato sauce, if you put tomato sauce in anything, it becomes edible.
I thought that was Worcestershire sauce.
No, it's tomato sauce.
Okay.
Like, remember in the Dilbert episode, like, they put tomato sauce on the tomato, and it became edible?
I don't remember that.
Oh, Dilbert creates some stupid hybrid plant meat product thing, and tries to give it to the third world Ethiopian
people.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
And it just tastes like ass, so no one wants it.
I wonder what came first, the tomato or the tomato? Because the...
What?
Wait, no. That didn't work. But, no. The tomato, that's it. The Simpsons version. I think the Simpsons version actually came later. But I don't know. Because, yeah, they have an episode and...
Yeah, I know the term...
Homer mixes the
tobacco
and
plant
the tomatoes.
With the tomato plant, yeah.
The tomatoes, tomato, whatever.
Should probably look at that.
Too many episodes of The Simpsons.
It has been going a fair while. And I still haven't seen probably even half of them. I don't mind it,
I've
but...
I've seen all of them.
Yes, I know. Frickin' hipster.
I can't help it!
You can help it. Just stop watching. Same as you say to fat people, just put down the fork.
But I can't put down the fork. It's glued to my hand.
Well then, just cut off the hand.
I like my hands.
But then you could put a chainsaw in there.
It'd be ash!
Yes. Go around and get transported into crazy world with little mini yous that pop up and try to rape you.
They didn't try to rape him.
Yeah, but they would have if he hadn't killed them.
I don't think he actually killed... Wait, does he kill them? Or did they run away? I know
I
he
think
gets...
they jump into him or something. I can't
no,
remember.
Okay, what happens is one actually goes into his mouth.
That's it, yeah.
And it goes right down and it becomes him, and that's then when you get Evil Ash. It's like
yeah.
Evil right. Ash running around. Evil Ash is awesome.
We need to rewatch them. You're a fucking goody little two-shoes.
I'm not a goody little two-shoes.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
No. I don't agree with that.
Okay, we'll have to disagree to disagree. You agree with that?
No, that's just confusing. what else terrified us when we were little?
I didn't really have any fears, but Dad did manage to convince me that we had a ghost living in our house. We had a library in our house, and he claimed that there was a ghost living in it.
Why would he do that?
I think he was bored.
I'm bored, so I'm going to terrify the shit out of my kids.
No, it wasn't a nice ghost. It wasn't like... it was a nice ghost. He wasn't trying
it
to...
It wasn't nice. No, it's
Shut
a
up.
Mean ghost. It's
Shut
poltergeist.
Up.
It
was a nice ghost. He was saying that we had, a nice friendly ghost that lived in the house.
Casper.
That wasn't Casper. Casper's a douchebag.
I liked Casper when I was a kid. The cartoons were good.
Cartoons may have been okay, but I didn't see them. I only saw the film, and that was pretty meh.
There's an episode, and...
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah, the nice ghost that lived in the library. Dad used to go to extents of actually going around and rearranging the books in the middle of the night.
We have a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
Call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he'd purposely, like, get us to put some of the books back one night, and then the next night he'd be like, I thought I told you to put them in their spot. And then we'd be like, we did. It's like, oh, the ghost must have moved them.
That is just,
When I was young, I believed him, and I thought it was cool we had a ghost in our house.
Well,
my dad's mind probably is as crazy as mine, because he had a dream just before we moved that a group of squirrels broke into our house through the skylight in the kitchen, and they were stealing babies from the refrigerator. And Dad came out.
What kind of babies?
I'm not
squirrel
sure.
Squirrel babies?
No, human babies. Human babies. Dad, in his dream, Dad came out and, like, asked them what they were doing. And they said that, well, seeing as you guys are moving, you're not going to need your house anymore. So we're tossing out all your stuff, which apparently we had, in Dad's dream, a freezer full of babies. And then they started stocking the fridge.
What drugs was he on?
At that stage, I don't think he actually was taking any drugs. Drugs as in, like, prescription pills, not... My dad isn't a druggie. He's just an alco. Yeah, fun times.
Oh, God. Trapdoor.
Don't you open that
trapdoor!
Because there's something down there. Burr, burr, burr.
It was such an awesome cartoon.
Hmm.
It wasn't cartoon, it was claymation. But, yeah. Oh, my God, it was so cute. I remember it used to be... Trapdoor, and then Doctor Who on TV.
Mm.
And I used to sit on the couch, and I'd bury myself in the corner of the couch. I would be buried in the corner, and I'd be so terrified and frightened of the trapdoor. And then, actually, no, wait, hang on. It was Doctor Who, then the trapdoor.
Does it matter?
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter which order.
But anyway, actually, yes, it does, because...
Why?
Doctor Who would end, and then I'd hear the opening of the trapdoor, and as soon as, like, I heard the end, like, the end credits of Doctor Who, I'd be standing up, and then I'd hear trapdoor, and I'd funk back down on the ground.
Why were you still, like, watching the credits? Nothing interesting happens in the credits.
I wasn't watching the credits, I was behind the couch. I was kind of, my eyes were closed, and I had my hands over my ears. And I heard the credits, and I'm like, huh, it's over, it's not scary anymore. So I'd stand up, and then a trapdoor would start, and I'd go, thunk, back on the ground.
Wait, so you were scared by Doctor Who?
It was scary.
I can't remember, did any of the doctors look like pedos? Because other than that, I don't think it would have been scary.
No!
So Pedo Bear wasn't one of the doctors?
Yeah. Well, one of the ones that I remember flying off the couch seeing and crying because I thought the doctor was going to get eaten...
Did someone tell him to just take a seat right over there?
How about you take a seat? Anyway.
I'm on a boat.
This big sea monster dragon thing comes up and, like, it looks like it's going to eat him. And I can't actually remember how he gets out of it.
He's the doctor.
Yeah, that's true. And I know it was Pertwee because I saw the episode later when... I got older, and I'm like, oh my god, that terrified the hell out of me.
How retarded was I when I was a kid?
Shut up. No, I did, Anything else frightened you when you were a kid?
No, I didn't really have fears as far as I can remember, just retarded stuff happened. We used to... Tonka trucks.
Tonka trucks?
Yeah.
You were frightened of Tonka trucks?
No, I wasn't frightened of Tonka trucks, but it just reminded me... You know how Tonka trucks nowadays are shit? and the old versions, they were supposed to be indestructible.
Mm.
They weren't.
What did you do?
We were just playing.
Put it under a truck.
No. We used to ride them, like, sit on them and, like, scoot down brick driveway. And then, I'm not sure how it started, but either I started attacking my brother when he was doing it, or he started attacking me when I was doing it. And, like, just throwing shit at each other, and somehow we ended up breaking Tonka trucks. So then, when we were riding bikes, we started chucking broom handles into the spokes of the other person's bike. Yeah, fun times.
I fell off my bike once. I flipped right over and blacked out.
My brother slammed my head into a garage. We were racing because we got new boots. So we're having a race to see whose boots were faster. And mine were faster, but my brother didn't like that, so he pushed me into the garage. And I got a concussion, black eye, and 3 days off school.
Well, the time that I actually flipped myself over on the bike, and I blacked out, my actual dad was working in the shed, and he was out doing some welding or something, and he saw me flip over, and I got up and I was walking along. I looked drunk, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, I fell off my bike, I think. I don't remember. I just woke up seeing the sky and the clouds, and I'm like, how did I get here?
Did he do anything?
No.
Yeah, he just went back to work.
Yeah.
Your dad's a dick.
It's like the time I walked in the house and I had a really great limp, and I had blood pouring from my knee, and he's like, "Oh, what the fuck's wrong with you?" I fell over. So I hobbled to their bathroom, propped my leg up against the sink, and he walks in and he says, "Oh, what the fuck's wrong with you? You didn't say anything." And I had my knee open, and there was like huge rocks. They weren't huge, but they were like decent size that I had to pull out of my knee. And it was like, "Oh, yuck, blood," and just ran. Such a great dad.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, I split my lip open when I was... There was a bully at school who used to always bully me for some reason. I'm not sure why. He was just a dick. And one time I saw him before he saw me, so I started trying to run away from him. And I tripped and fell against a bench and split my bottom lip, like, in half. And, yeah, got to go to a hospital and have stitches and all sorts of fun things.
So you couldn't have done your chin like Harrison Ford?
No, I just split the inside of my bottom lip.
You could have done the whole Harrison Ford thing.
I could
have. And they're not paid for plastic surgery.
Yeah, but I didn't have the money to not pay for plastic surgery.
What else frightened me when I was a kid?
I don't know. I wasn't you.
Yes, you were.
No. I wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't have even been in you when I was a kid.
That would be illegal!
Would it? We'd be both underage. I'm not actually sure about the legality of that.
I think anything with children is still illegal.
Yeah, but if two children have sex, like, do they both get prosecuted for... They can't be prosecuted for pedophilia because they're not older than 18. So what the hell do they get charged with? They can't get charged with anything. It would only be if adults had pressured them into it.
Yeah. Anyway, no talk about pedos because it's kind of...
The pedo bear's so cute.
I know he's cute. Like breakdancing pedo bear.
Yeah. Oh my god, we need to see if there's been a pedo bear doing Gangnam Style.
Oh, no!
Yes. There's why. Gangnam Style. Pedo bear dancing. Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, this was fun. We should have another one out soon-ish. Maybe a week?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, baby.
Okay, that's it for our first one. See you later.
See ya.